Still, I probably would have turned around if I hadn't seen my mom and dad and grandma waiting at the front door. I know they'd been pitched just as much crap as I was, and there they were, ready to catch more crap for me. Ready to walk through the crap with me. Two tribal cops were also there. I guess they were for security. For whose security, I don't know. But they walked with our team, too. So we walked through the front door and into the loud gym, which immediately went silent. Absolutely quiet. My fellow tribal members saw me, and they all stopped cheering, talking, and moving. I think they stopped breathing, and then, as one, they all turned their backs on me. It was a frickin' awesome display of contempt. I was impressed. So were my teammates, especially Roger. He just looked at me and whistled. I was mad. If these dang Indians had been this organized when I went to school here, maybe I would have had more reasons to stay. That thought made me laugh. So I laughed, and my laughter was the only sound in the gym, and then I noticed that the only Indian who hadn't turned his back on me was Rowdy. He was standing on the other end of the court. He passed a basketball around his back, around his back, around his back, like a clock, and he glared at me. He wanted to play. He didn't want to turn his back on me. He wanted to kill me, face to face. That made me laugh some more. And then Coach started laughing with me, and so did my teammates, and we kept laughing as we walked into the locker room to get ready for the game. Once inside the locker room, I almost passed out. I slumped against a locker. I felt dizzy and weak, and then I cried and felt ashamed of my tears. But Coach knew exactly what to say. "It's okay," Coach said to me, but he was talking to the whole team. "If you care about something enough, it's going to make you cry. But you have to use it. Use your tears. Use your pain. Use your fear. Get mad, Arnold. Get mad." And so I got mad. And I was still mad and crying when we ran out for warm-ups. And I was still mad when the game started. I was on the bench. I didn't think I was going to play much. I was only a freshman. But halfway through the first quarter, with the score tied at 10, Coach sent me in. And as I ran onto the court, somebody in the crowd threw a quarter at me and hit me in the frickin' forehead. They drew blood. I was bleeding, so I couldn't play. Bleeding in anger, I glared at the crowd. They taunted me as I walked into the locker room.